Barcelona. She had forgotten about them now. They came in dreams sometimes and melted into other dreams. She was away. She opened the small window in the bedroom and looked down on Berga. A cold spring morning in the foothills of the Pyrenees. Dead silence. She lit a cigarette and rested her elbows on the window ledge. Mist was still clinging over the town, and there was a faint hint of ice in the air. She was naked, and she was aware that if he woke, he would see her. She looked around at him, his face angelic in sleep, all malice and amusement gone, all the life taken out of him. The town had been alive all night. The crowds had come from the villages around. People had come too from Barcelona, from Lérida, from Gerona. Miguel had insisted on taking an early bus from Barcelona and staking his claim on this bed in the back room of his friend's flat. He was given a key to the room, which he locked before they went down into Berga for lunch. He told her to eat as much as she could, because there would be no time to eat later. The rest of the day would be spent drinking and shouting, he said. And he looked both words up in her pocket Spanish-English dictionary to make sure she understood. Drinking and shouting. Miguel met several friends for lunch, and they spoke intensely throughout. Catherine tried to follow what they were saying with little success. They spoke in Catalan. For months she had been learning Spanish. Occasionally one of them spoke to her in Spanish, but in general they were too involved in their conversation to pay her any attention. This was Corpus Christi, the opening day of the Patum de Berga. At 10 o'clock in the main square, the drums would roll and the fireworks would bang in the sky, and then the huge giants would walk the streets and the people would try to get as close to them as they could.